in, right up in
Love Talk Radio.
And I keep forgetting that they're doing that intro again. So hi, everybody, and welcome to Music Monday here on Word of Mom Radio. And I am very, very excited to be sharing two of the performers that are starring in Camelot at the Westchester Broadway Theater. You know, we had them on. We did the Women of the Westchester Broadway Theater a few months ago, celebrating their 40th anniversary. And right now, Camelot is playing there until April 5th. And for those of you listening in this tri-state area, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, you know, come in from Massachusetts. It is so worth it when I tell you this is one of the most beautiful productions of Camelot I have ever seen, and it truly has to do with the performances of two of the three people who are here today, and really the triangle between Arthur, Guinevere, and Sir Lancelot. And I am so honored today to have King Arthur here, better known as Clark Scott Carmichael, and Lancelot du Lac, or better known as Jeremiah James. These two gentlemen, I can't even tell you, it was so funny. I was there for press night. 47 seconds into the performance, I was head over heels in love with Clark. I'm not joking. I'm serious. It took all of 47 seconds. My sister-in-law was with me. I think it took her a minute and a half.
There you go.
Well, shucks, I'm blushing. You just really can't see it.
No, but I have to say that you honestly give, I've never seen an Arthur portrayed as beautifully, as honestly, as magnificently as you play this character. And I know it's your debut at the Westchester Broadway Theater, so I would love to know, tell us what it has been like to play this part.
Wow. Gosh, after that, I hardly know what to say, but, you know, it's a treat. I love playing Arthur, and it's such a wonderful cast. You know, Jenny and Jeremiah are fantastic, and, you know, really the kind of the only downside of this whole thing has been the weather has been so rough, but, you know, kind of getting back and forth. I live in Montclair, New Jersey, and getting back and forth has been a trial sometimes, but, you know, it's just been a pleasure. They've treated us so well, and I've had a great time. And, you know, the doing the part on a daily basis, you know, it's certainly a journey. You know, to those of you guys that haven't seen it, it pretty much spans Arthur's whole life. And so it's kind of like living your whole life in 2.5 hours. But it's a good life. And so I really enjoy it. It's really been a treat.
And it shows. And, you know, Jeremiah, to bring you in, what is it like as a performer, you know, not only playing a part like Lancelot, because there's so much conflict that goes in with your sense of honor and everything else, and then what happens in this triangle of these three people who truly love each other so much, and the heartbreak and heartache and everything else. What has that been like for you to flesh this out as the run has gone on?
Well, you know, I think for me the challenge was trying to strike the balance of, you know, the fact that Lancelot, and truthfully, I really feel that it was always summed up for me in lines at the very end of Act One, for those of you who haven't seen it, when Clark goes into this beautiful speech and he's saying proposition, you know, and he starts talking about, you know, how much he loves Lancelot and how much he loves Guinevere. And in the process of that, starts explaining, you know, he can see that this love affair has begun between the two of them. And he actually says, you know, the heartache and torment that we feel, and actually feels that he comes to understand that, you know, we have this love for each other, and it's not our fault. It just happened. We didn't ask for this type of pain. And you know, that to me really sums up the understanding of Arthur as the everyman. And then, of course, what we battle with, Jenny and I, as characters, and falling in love and hurting this man that we love so desperately.
You know, and I have to tell you, it so comes through. And I think very often most productions of Camelot that I have seen go for the opulence as opposed to the simplicity behind this one and the tragedy of this triangle.
I think that's the strength of this story. And I know that like the original Broadway production was about an hour longer and they had a huge whole coronation and they had the whole wedding. And I mean, they had serious, budget as far as sets and costumes and animals and all. I mean, I think all kinds of crazy stuff. But Richard Sibelico really pared it down to, I think, the strength, which is, you know, the story, which is a love story, love triangle, really.
Absolutely.
And I have to agree with Jeremiah as he talks about you being the everyman, Clark.
At the very top, you know, it's sort of, if you, I always imagined it, what if somebody, you know, tapped you on the shoulder and said, oh, by the way, you know, you're the king, you're the president, you're, you know, and you had, you know, Arthur has no sense that he was going to become king and suddenly he was in charge of the country. And, you know, the fear that he felt, but I think, you know, the real joy and challenge of the part is to try to fully realize each moment of his, you know, growth, of his progression, you know, from a total kid who's terrified of Guinevere to, you know, to a young king, to a mature king, to the king who, well, I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but the king who sees things are not going his way. And, it's hard. It's wonderful and hard. It's like hopefully your life that it was not easy, but, you enjoy it every step of the way. If that makes sense.
And I have to just kind of ring in there with, and if I could just say, one of the things that is so wonderful about Clark's performance, Clark is a genuinely wonderful individual and person, and we've been so lucky in this cast. It's really just a small family. It's a really wonderful group of people between, the rest of our characters and the people backstage. But, Clark brings such a genuineness to the character that, you can't not fall in love with him, and it's such a joy to share the stage with him and Jennifer because they both bring so much of themselves into the roles, and it really just shows through every night. And it's pretty incredible to watch what they have been able to bring to the show.
I would have to agree with you. And I thought, press night is opening night. So I'm actually so fortunate that I'm coming back again. And I cannot wait to see how things have evolved because, for people that don't do theater, you don't realize, yes, you are doing, quote unquote, the same thing every night, but you're not because every night's energy is different. Where you are is different. The characters evolve. And that,
the audience
to me,
is
the joy of a run.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
The audience is different. But, that's the wonderful thing about actually being able to do a production like this for a few months. Because you do get to grow.
Definitely. I mean, I'll be interested to see what you think about it. I think it's a challenge, in good ways and in difficult ways. Because eventually, after you've been doing it for a while, you can kind of do it in your sleep. And the challenge is not, is to stay in the moment. And Richard, gave us permission to change things up, to surprise each other. And that's, I think, for me, is very important because, even if you can just tweak it a little bit, you can keep yourself talking and listening and, still in the play, so that you can respond to the new thing that the other person does. And, it's not just a regurgitated thing, after the excitement of press night. This group is great in that, everybody can go with that. Not all actors are able to to do that. You know, some people have to do it the same way, and I can understand that to a degree. But for me, it makes a huge difference if I can, you know, be with someone like Jenny or Jeremiah that, you know, can go with it and can go with it when I mess up too, because there are certainly those moments where I say the wrong word or go to the wrong place or whatever, but you know, they're always right there with me to bail me out when I maybe try to go a little too far with something.
And that definitely works both ways. So.
But you know what? That is the joy of live theater, because it is
absolutely
live. It is not a film. They are not playing this New Zealand, no matter how rote it quote unquote can become. It can't, because anything can happen.
Oh yeah.
And
well, you know, I can honestly say, you know, I have yet to see Clark give the same performance twice, and it's a true testament to him as an actor, as a performer, to keeping, because this role is it's humongous. You know, it's one of the largest roles in musical theater history for a man, and to, you know, most actors would very easily fall into, you know, having to just keep it regimented in a very certain way and give very, you know, a very regimented performance each time. But, you know, Clark has managed to continuously bring this character a huge amount of growth. And then at the same time, you know, I always say there's a very fine line between keeping something fresh for yourself as an actor, but also keeping, you know, enough of what we need as other performers around you. There are actors that will just one night come out and do, oh, I decided that, you know, Arthur had a Cockney accent today, and, you know, can throw everything off kilter, and, you know, and that's what they need. They need to do drastic changes. And it's a very fine line for me as a performer when you're trying to keep something fresh, but also, you know, keeping that through line that we've all worked so hard to prepare in rehearsals and whatnot. And Clark really walks that line brilliantly and makes our job even that much easier. You know, and Jennifer is the same. You know, it's just, it's wonderful to share the stage with.
As an audience member, I have to tell you that it shows. And I want to take a quick break. I'm going to share a commercial from the WBT about Camelot, so you guys all know where to find it and everything. And share Brunetta Productions, who's our sponsor today. And then I actually want to share a little bit of music from you guys so people can hear what you're all about. So we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Lerner and Lowe's timeless classic Camelot is on stage now at the Westchester Broadway Theater through April the 5th. And this exciting and innovative new production has become one of the most critically acclaimed shows ever at the WBT. Camelot. Catherine Gitt of Broadway World says Camelot is a first-rate production and an enchanted experience, while John P. McCarthy of the Journal News said the WBT production is fascinating and musically excellent. Kristen Wire of the New York Theater Guide said the cast is incredible and the costumes dazzle in every scene. Sue Ann Witt of Rising Media called the production absolute perfection, and Bruce Apar said Camelot is among the best productions I've ever seen at the WBT. It's a production you and your whole family will love, and before the show, you'll enjoy a delicious served dinner with a choice of six entrees. Order tickets online at BroadwayTheater.com or call 914-592-2222. That's 914-592-2222. Don't miss the show that has audiences and critics alike applauding. Our highly acclaimed production of Camelot, now through April the 5th only, and only at the Westchester Broadway Theater.
Hi, this is Julia Brunetta Simpson from Brunetta Productions. I'm very proud and excited to sponsor Music Monday on Word of Mom Radio and to share my music and all the exciting events that we have coming up. Please visit www.brenetta.com to learn more. And while you're on the site, be sure to sign up for our mailing list and check out the audio clips from my CD, Here's to Life. It can be found at cdbaby.com and on iTunes. I look forward to meeting you at an upcoming performance. Peace and blessings to you and yours.
And we are back here on Word of Mom Radio with the two of the fabulous stars over at Camelot at the Westchester Broadway Theater, Clark Scott Carmichael and Jeremiah James. And Jeremiah, I want to share a song that you shared with me called The Wonder of You, and I'd like you to set it up for us before I play it, because I want people to hear. I wish I had some songs from Camelot from you, but, you know, I'm glad to have this because I want people to know you outside of that.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I in around 2008, I had moved to London for about 3 years and started a recording contract with a band called Teatro. We're four guys put together and sing show tunes, kind of like Il Divo, but we sing pop versions of musical theater songs. And it was such a joy to go into the recording industry, and we had such great success that, you know, I really wanted to see, I felt I had more to say past just musical theater. And I was lucky enough to sign a contract with Yellow Sound Label in New York City. And they're a wonderful record label who do a lot of musical theater, so they have the understanding of the world I came from, but also do a lot of wonderful pop records as well. And was sitting down with my producers the one day, and my agents and all that stuff, and we decided, you know, what kind of record did I want to make? And it was funny, my agent just said, oh, you know, he loves Elvis Presley. Wouldn't it be funny if we did an Elvis Presley record? And everybody started Googling and, you know, kind of, you know, whispering back and forth and, you know, talking. And that was what became my solo record of Jeremiah James Tupelo, which is all Elvis Presley songs, some of his most popular hits, some of his little-known hits. And because he recorded over 780 songs in his career. And so we took those songs and we wanted to give them a different feel, you know, and it was a bit of a bold move to take somebody so iconic like Elvis, take his music and try to put our own stamp on it. And I felt we really did that very successfully. I had a wonderful producer, Michael Kreuter, and his team, Dave Cook, who did some incredible arrangements. And so that was what became Jeremiah James Tupelo. And it was a joy putting it together, and The Wonder of You is the first track on the record, and is actually one of my favorites to perform.
Well, good, and I'm going to share it because it's absolutely beautiful. So sit back and enjoy this. You'll really like it.
My hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is with a fortune. for me is everything. I guess I never know the reason why you love me like you do. That's the wonder.
You know, my dad was a producer. My mom was a singer. And he always would do, like, such great arrangements of things. And what a great arrangement of that
Thank
number.
You so much.
Yeah.
I really wish I could take credit for it. I give credit where credit is due. And it was David Cook, who was our arranger on this record. He's an incredible jazz pianist. And Mike Kreuter, who was the producer at Yellow Sound there. Just an incredible group of guys, and they just they helped me realize a vision, and they made it happen. They're just incredible.
You gotta love that. I mean, and that's what collaboration is all about. And it's fabulous to be able to take something that people know, and you have to listen and go, wait a minute, don't I know that song? You know,
absolutely.
As I was
and that was really our goal by far.
As I was listening to it, and you did it. Believe me, you did it. Because I was listening to it, and I was like, wait a minute, this is Elvis's song. I was like, not anymore. Wow. You know? And you got to love that. That's what a great arrangement is all about, and a great vocal behind it. I mean, you have such a pleasant voice, Jeremiah.
Well,
it's a very effortless sound that you have. You know, I enjoy that. I enjoy nothing more than somebody who sings and it's not work for them. Some people, you see them work behind that music, and it's always so much more enjoyable, relaxing, whatever. You get yourself into it when you really feel what somebody is singing, and you know, I like that, and good for you.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to play out. The other song that you shared is If I Can Dream, and that's actually how we're going to close out this show. Is with that because that's just absolutely beautiful. I'm so glad I have that. That's going on my playlist.
thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You are welcome. And Clark, let's get you back in here because you shared the old pro with us.
I did. You know, somebody has to work harder at the singing, and that would be me. but you know, in the show, you know, I'm on as the, you know, the serious actor guy, and Jeremiah really makes the music. He really, you know, it's just wonderful when he starts to sing. He's got such a beautiful voice. But if when you hear this, you'll know why I'm playing Arthur and not Lancelot.
Okay, I'm just going to throw in there that Rex Harrison made a flipping career out of talking a song.
Right.
I agree.
I love to sing. Don't get me wrong. I do love to sing.
Okay.
But I once I got out of grad school, I sort of got onto the classical theater track. And, you know, I have a few. The song that you're going to play is from the last musical I did, which was in 2010. So, you know, I have a few on my resume, but I don't have a whole lot. But I love it when I get a chance to sing because I do love to sing.
Well, and as somebody who did hear you, believe me, you are a lot better singer than you think you are.
Yeah, he's. Okay. I gotta chime in here. I'm sorry, but he is in no way giving himself enough credit. You know.
Thank you. It's the Arthur. It's the wart in him coming out.
Absolutely. Downplaying.
You are not giving yourself the credit at all. So I'm gonna share this, and then you can kind of give us a little background on it after people hear it. because it's
okay.
Really a fun song. So enjoy.
Okay.
Let her go. Let her go. You're a world famous writer now, an old pro. Start acting like one. Let's all raise our glasses to the old pro. A good joke, you must know, he's still going. Come take off your hats and greet the old pro. A good joke, my bucko. Under the list, we're all on the wild side. Things that he hid when he was a kid, a smile that's a mile wide. Put your hands together for the old pro. A good joke, my best foe.
Pleasure to hear him sing for real. You know, the Camelot is built in a very specific way for Arthur, because really it was built around Richard Harris, you know, who was not a singer. And so a lot of these songs are always spoken, and it is such a joy to hear, you know, because we all know each other through this show or when you're in another show with somebody. So, wow, it's just such a joy to hear Clark sing, because what a fantastic voice, dude. Loved it.
You know, I'm you know, kind of walking down memory lane hearing that song. In case you couldn't tell, it wasn't just me singing. It was also Michael Sean Lewis and Jamie Laverdier. I was playing Ernest Hemingway, but it was a musical about F. Scott Fitzgerald, which was played by Michael Sean Lewis. And Jamie Laverdier was a sidekick, and, you know, that song came from a scene where, you know, Hemingway is sort of bucking up F. Scott Fitzgerald and telling him, you know, that he's the man now and he's got to own it, basically. And I don't know, we had a great time with it, but it was definitely over the top and a lot of shouting and screaming. And I believe right after that song there was a boxing match where I got knocked out. So, you know, it's kind of... makes me remember hitting the floor every night after that. But.
Well, there you go. And I'm sure Ernest Hemingway hit the floor in more than ways than just boxing. But, you know, that's a whole other story. So, you know what, as we wrap up this Music Monday, I'm going to start with you first. Clark, let everybody know where they can get in touch with you, how they can find you, and what you're doing next.
Wow, you know, I'm not a huge publicity person, and the next way that people will probably be able to see me, I did a recurring role on Gotham. It's on Fox, and I think my episodes are going to air at the end of April, beginning of May, although I'm not positive. I played an Irish hitman named Connor Riley, So if you, you know, if you're watching the Penguin and you're following his storyline, Robin Lord Taylor, he's a terrific guy. You will see me come into the picture, and I think it's on Mondays. It's on Monday nights, I think. As I say, I think my episodes are airing towards the end of April, beginning of May. And other than that, I got, you know, I have nothing. I have no contract signed, so after this is over, you know, if you're really, really looking for me hard, you can find me at, you know, on Wix.com. I have a website, but I'm afraid I'm not a huge promoter of my brand, as it were. I let you take care of that, Dory. But you,
yeah, see,
you know,
aren't you glad?
but goodness,
because people should find you. They really should.
Agreed.
I'm encouraging you guys. I know there's only a few weeks left, but there's a bunch of shows. So get to the WBT. Really, you want to get to the Westchester Broadway Theater and see this production. Because since you're not going to be able to find Clark, you know, all over places, you know, tune into, I will definitely be tuning in for Gotham. I can't wait to see you playing an Irish cop.
No, I'm an Irish hitman. I'm not a cop.
Hitman.
I'm a hitman.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh, sorry. Right. Even
yeah.
better. Even
yeah.
better.
I can betray no other plot details other than I'm a bad guy and not a good guy.
That's awesome. See, isn't the life of an actor, I just love how you can go from king to hitman like that. You know?
I find it kind of goes in streaks, so I'm wondering if I'm going to have another streak of bad guys. I usually have a kind of a streak of good guys and then a streak of bad guys, and I seem to be started on this bad guy streak. But often, I was going to say, I am a company member out at Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey, and Bonnie Monty has been kind enough to offer me a job out there pretty regularly, so it's possible. I have no job out there at the moment, but you can often find me out there treading the boards, as it were, whether it be Shakespeare or some other classical thing.
Well, I will definitely keep my eye open, and I really thank you for coming and spending some time with us. I cannot wait to see the show on Sunday. I will drop you guys a note because I'm probably coming to the evening performance. And,
please do.
Great.
Oh, absolutely. And Jeremiah, let everybody know how they can find you, who is much more active on social media. I've been tweeting you out and everything. And where to find your music, and then we are going to close out the show with If I Can Dream. So you can
awesome.
Set that up.
Well, first, thanks so much for having us both on and being such a wonderful patron for the arts and West, you know, like the Westchester Broadway Theater. You know, we're having a great time working together. So hopefully everybody can come out and see it. To find me, you can go to jeremiahjames.net. That's my website. All the information you want to find out about me is there. Links to my solo album, links to the Teatro record, and pretty much all my appearances are listed right there on jeremiahjames.net. And you can follow me on my Facebook page, which is just Jeremiah James, or on social media with Twitter at actor J James. And you know, I hope to see everybody out there. The one thing I love about what I do is I get to meet wonderful people. I get to work with wonderful people, and anybody who comes out and has a great time and enjoys, whether it's a concert that I'm doing or a musical, I love to hear from you and meet you afterwards. So never hesitate to come and say hello. And I'll be leaving this show. I'll be going down to Roanoke, Virginia to do a show with the symphony. And actually, Clark's in-laws are going to come down and see the show, which is really
woohoo!
Cool.
They're excited.
They'll be there too, and so we're looking forward to meeting them afterwards. We're going to be, and Jennifer Hope Will from the show will also be down in Roanoke, Virginia, with the symphony, with me doing an evening of Rodgers and Hammerstein, which we're really excited about. And then after that, I'll be playing Javert at the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Theater in Les Mis, and then July the 27th, I'll be doing My latest solo one-man show called Jeremiah James Choose Love, which is a love retrospective, and it'll be on the main stage at Pennsylvania Shakespeare on Monday the 27th at 7:30. So if you have a chance to come out and see us in Pennsylvania, come on down.
Wow.
Fantastic.
How fun. I love hearing that. And definitely, you know, make sure I've connected with you throughout social media, so keep me posted because I will share it out all over the place. And
I
I'm more than happy
Thank
to.
You.
Same thing with you, Clark, as you, you know, land something else and you're doing something else. Just, you know, we've connected on Facebook. Just message me. I'm happy to share any way I can because I really enjoy the two of you. I think you're wonderful performers, and I'm glad for the people that get to see you.
Well, thanks, Dory.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate
it. You are more than welcome. And just a little housekeeping for those of you tuning in this week, we are finishing celebrating our fourth anniversary, well, the beginning of our fourth year on the air with Word of Mom March, and we are sharing past guests and everything else on my show on Thursday. So I have no idea who's calling in. I don't know, last week about 14 or 15 of our past guests called in to share where they've been since Word of Mom Radio was last in their life, and it's really fun to hear. And tomorrow on social media, Help Not Hype, Janice will be here. I'm not sure what she's sharing, but I know I'll have my pen ready. So I'm going to be learning something new. I love that about her show. So we are going to close out this Music Monday with If I Can Dream. Jeremiah, just set it up for us really quick before we say goodbye to you guys.
Absolutely. And when Elvis Presley did his 68 comeback special, which is one of, in my opinion, the most definitive performances ever done by a pop artist, they wanted to close out the song. The Colonel, Elvis's manager, wanted to desperately close out the show with a Christmas song. In fact, he wanted the whole show to be a Christmas show. And he had some very young gun producers who had made a deal with Elvis that they were going to do what and really encompass who Elvis was. And to close out the show, they didn't have a closer. They put a couple of writers in a room overnight for 8 hours, and they came out with this song based on a couple of questions they had asked Elvis Presley himself, and they felt that this they wrote this song literally in 8 hours overnight and brought it to Elvis the next day, and they recorded it, and it became one of the biggest hits of the year, and it really just encompassed, you know, Elvis's vision for the world and hope and love, and so it's one of my all-time favorite Elvis songs. And this was one of the ones where I was like, this has to be on the record. So this is my version of Elvis Presley's If I Can Dream from the 68 Comeback Special.
Well, thanks. And as I said, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here with me today on Music Monday. We're going to close out with this song, and I will see you guys on Friday. So until then, go out and create a marvelous you. So enjoy Jeremiah James and If I Can Dream. Where is it? Why is it not playing?
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in the sky. More blue if I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand. Tell me why, oh why? Oh, why can't that dream come true? Oh, why? There must be peace and understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone. Tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun appear? We're lost in the cloud with too much rain. Trapped in a world that's troubled with pain.
What a way to end the show.
Woo.
Thank you very much. Really,
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
That's great,
so, Clark Scott, Carmichael, and Jeremiah James, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you granted me an audience. Thank you so much.
I'm only king for another couple weeks.
Well, that's okay. You know, while you are, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it was funny because Tia was on the show on Thursday, and I called her afterwards. I was like, let's do a Music Monday. I said, if you can make it happen, I'll make it happen. So I'm so glad that she was able to facilitate this. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us here on Music Monday here on Word of Mom Radio. I'm so pleased to get to share you, and I cannot wait to see the show again on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Dory. Thanks so much for having us.
You are welcome. My pleasure. So for all of you tuning in, thanks a lot for being here, and we will see you soon. Bye for now.